This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Viewers tuned in to watch Pat Mahomes win his second Super Bowl in 4 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. In the meantime, another object has been shot down in the air. Is it a bird? Is it a plane, like I said in the previous hour? Or is it aliens? People are questioning what's being shot down in Alaska and Canada less than a week and a half after the Chinese balloon fiasco. And, of course, over Lake Huron in Michigan, there was concern as to what they were shooting down, they being the U.S. and being one of our jets scrambling, doing that while many were watching the Super Bowl on a Super Bowl Sunday. Are we shooting a bunch of objects out of the sky for what reason? Small, metallic, it's been described as. No transparency so far from the White House, although there is a new UFO task force that has been formed. What in the world is going on? But first, sad news from Michigan State University. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. As we kick off the week, three dead in this shooting. This is a campus of about 50,000 plus students. Five people wounded and being treated right now at this hour. The suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They don't know his identity yet at this point, or not releasing it, or the motive. That's always the big question. What is the motive for this? It suddenly happened on Monday night, where it was being tweeted out to shelter in place, be careful, all of that. For 48 hours, the campus is just really canceling all activity. But this really rocked Michigan State University, which students describe as terrifying, as people ran out of the MSU Union building on Monday night because they heard of the shots. It happened just after 8 o'clock. There were kids, students in various places where they were at the student unit building, union building, or they were out eating or doing whatever you do on a college campus, studying. And all of a sudden, you know, you got police cars all over the place and fire trucks and ambulances and really, really scary, scary moments, I think, for so many that were there on that campus. And very sad to learn that three people died and others were injured. The suspect took himself out, as I said, and they're now trying to release more about his identity and also what could be, because they don't know at this point, the possible motive for that. But you certainly hate to hear that. Absolutely hate to hear that. So much conversation, not really about the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was exciting. It might be ranked as one of the top great ones because it was close. It came down to the waning moments for the Chiefs to pull that out with a field goal and a penalty by the Philadelphia Eagles that helped to set that up. But it is the end of an NFL season, a sport that is heavily watched in this country and, frankly, in other countries as well. And it becomes about the spectacle, too, about the Super Bowl and how many people watch and what the commercials are and all of that in between. When we go to our mailbag segment coming up this hour, coming up next, we'll talk more about what happened there. But Kansas City won 38-35, and what is on pace to become the third most watched television show in history. So while all that's going on, then there's these questions about flying objects being shot down. Yes, on the 12th, there was an object shot down over Lake Huron. That happened in Michigan. If you wind back to February 4th, it was the first object that was shot down. It was the Chinese balloon that was shot down off the South Carolina coast. You look what happened on Sunday, and then on the 10th, there was an object that was shot down off the northern coast of Alaska. On the 11th, the very next day, an object was shot down over Canada's Yukon territory. And then what I just mentioned, what happened over Michigan. So what is going on with these objects in the sky? What are the objects? What are the parameters that the government is looking at to decide whether something's going to be shot down or not? I'm going to tell you about the Michigan deal. This was on Sunday afternoon, getting ready for the Super Bowl. A lot of people going to parties, hustling around, all of that. So while that's going on the ground, you had an object traveling at an altitude of about 20,000 feet. That's what we're talking about. And this was shot down. It was over Lake Huron. It was there in Michigan. And the decision was to take it down. We don't know much more than that. There are legitimate questions as to why. And there's no transparency on that. And like I said, we know that there is a UFO group being formed. So there is questions about what are we monitoring? How common is this kind of craft that's in our American airspace, right? And now this interagency team studying the broader policy implications for detection, analysis, and disposition is what they're calling it, of unidentified aerial objects that pose either safety or security risks. So that's kind of broad. I mean, you get tapped to do that. What are you being asked? You know, is it that we don't understand what it is? Yeah, the Air Force's top officer, General Charles C.Q. Brown, who said that the discovery of the Chinese airship got our attention. Well, duh. Now that U.S. military is adjusted to the sensitivity on radar to account for that kind of a aircraft, I guess they're seeing more than they could see before. So what, people are suddenly looking at the radar closer? I just don't understand this. Here's what I think. The president needs to level with us. Americans need to understand what is going on. What are we talking about when we're shooting down these objects? So senators are finally going to get a classified briefing on the objects on Tuesday, and then there's going to be a separate classified meeting on the subject of China. That's going to happen on Wednesday. So we're hearing about these unidentified flying objects on a daily basis, but we don't have any information. They haven't divulged anything meaningful to us about what was shot down. What in the world is going on? Right? So you have Dick Durbin, the number two Senate Democrat, who's defending the White House and their approach to this, saying, I think they're being careful. He says it's kind of shocking that there's so many objects floating around in space that might be dangerous to us. And the president's relying on the judgment of the military. Okay, but if we're facing any kind of danger, if there is extraterrestrials, if there is something else nefarious happening, please let us know sooner rather than later, if you would. It's very strange because nothing happens with this Chinese balloon that is now deemed to be a satellite spying object that China is denying that, which was the size of three buses that finally was taken out. And now all of a sudden we have these other objects. Yay, 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 yay. Frightening stuff. Coming up, some of you have thoughts on that as we go to the mailbag next.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today. Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The mail, man.
To dig very far, so many of you wanted to talk about the flying objects and the mystery of it all, including Max, who says, why is the government, Kate, suddenly focused on these mysterious aerial objects, not telling us anything about it, but yet scrambling a jet and shooting them out of the sky? Pretty scary stuff, if you ask me. I can't believe it's aliens, and I bet you they're certainly dismissing that theory, but I think it's really scary that they're not telling us anything about it, don't you? Yeah. I think we need to know as soon as possible what's happening. Not just, oh, another object has been shot down out of the sky. Oh, yeah, next day, another object has been shot down out of the sky. Oh, another object has been shot down out of the sky. What are you thinking when you see them all piling up? So, all of a sudden, we're looking for unidentified aerial phenomena, as they would probably classify it. And objects is vague, right? That is deliberately vague. What objects? And then you had John Kirby, the National Security Council coordinator for strategic communications. He did a White House briefing on Monday, or he was there. He said, I don't think the American people need to worry about aliens with respect to the craft, period. There's nothing more to be said on that. He just shut that conversation down immediately and also suggested that they didn't pose any kind of an immediate threat, that there weren't communication signals, and there was no signs of maneuvering or any propulsion capabilities. But then it does beg the question, okay, well, what was the threat that made you shoot this down? I think when you scramble a jet and shoot it down, it has to be considered something that you feel like it's a threat. I mean, is this overreaction because of the giant balloon that we missed. So now we're going to shoot down everything. So the three that were intercepted, Alaska, Northern Canada, and over Michigan. And all were different, apparently, right? You had over Michigan's Upper Peninsula an octagonal shape, is what it was described as, with strings hanging off of it. That was at 20,000 feet. So what is that? The sooner we know about whatever it is, I think the better, because it's very strange. I mean, look, we know that, oh, maybe it was last month or so, there were 247 new documented reports of unidentified aerial phenomena that has been reported since March of 2021. And there are other reports of all kinds of descriptions of things that are airborne. And what are the airborne objects? What are they? And why should we take these serious, the latest ones that are being shot down? Because obviously you can't shoot down every single one of them. You're not scrambling F-22s every time we see an object in the sky. So how do you identify things that are actual threats? And what are you ignoring, frankly? How are you identifying the objects? A lot of questions. Oh, Max, I have a lot of questions, as do you. All right, Jake says, Gabe, could it be true? Are there really ETs out there? And are they kind of like the Spielberg version or the scarier version that we've seen in the movie Aliens? I have a feeling that's not what it's about at all, but it does make you wonder. I think the White House needs to get off its duff and hold some kind of a press conference where the president tells us what's happening and why the decision was made to shoot down three, make that four if you count the balloon, objects in February. Well, I agree with you. I'm not going to disagree. I think that we should know what it is, whatever the reports are, why that decision is being made, because you have to make the decision to shoot it down. And we couldn't shoot down the balloon because there was fear over what would happen on the ground, right? Supposedly that was what was going on the first time around over Montana with all that space, and then letting the balloon just keep on going. So is it overreaction to that partially? What is that about? Yeah, lots and lots of questions. This one from Joe. Joe says, Kate, I saw this story and I decided I was going to quickly send you an email. Very sad to see anything that happens, you say it all the time, in areas where you should feel relatively safe. But whatever happened at Michigan State University, I certainly feel sorry for the families of the three people that were killed and the others that are wounded. And I can imagine that panic moment when students are just doing the studying thing and find themselves in a situation where they're scrambling to shelter in place and worried about reports they're hearing of bullets flying around. Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about two locations, too. Some of the bodies were found in two different locations on Monday night. So you had the two that were killed were, one was like at a hall, one was at the student union. So that's a big deal. Lots of students would gather at a student union. So you have shots that are being fired about. There's a lot of details that haven't been released yet at this point. And the identity of the student who then dies of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Then you have the motive, and it is a frightening thing. I was thinking about this. I went to Ohio University, great campus. They called it, they had a funny nickname for it. It wasn't, certainly not a Harvard, but they called it Harvard on the Hocking because of the Hocking River and the ivy along the campus. And it was a great college campus right there in the middle of nowhere in the Midwest. And I can't imagine that scramble. I never, at 8:30 at night, we would be walking from the library. We would be walking from, don't tell my mother, having a beer uptown or doing whatever we were doing and just doing the college thing, trying to get grades, trying to share resources and getting to socialize. I feel very, very fortunate that I had that experience, and I cannot imagine, having my world shattered by that. And sadly, it is something that you think about. I say this all the time, whether you're in church, you're at a mall, you're at a university, whatever kind of university, a community college, a big university, at work. It's awful that this often happens too much for my taste, certainly, to hear the story of some sad reason why somebody decided to ruin other people's lives, and how people were scrambling because they were in the middle of shots being fired. You know, we hear these scenarios just frankly too much. John asks, what's going on, Kate, when it comes to what's happening with the earthquake and the victims in Turkey and Syria? We knew it was going to be a high total of people who were killed, because you saw all those buildings and how close they were together and how flattened they were. And when you're talking about that size of an earthquake, you know that it's relatively a miracle when you have a lot of survivors. Yeah, what's going on is now we're up to over 36,000 people that have been killed. And you said it, it's a very dense area where the quake hit. And the size of the quake, 7.8, 7.5, 9 hours apart, all the aftershocks. So we know that's the reality, but then you have 6,000 buildings that collapsed. You had buildings that are shaky at this point, and it's still about recovering bodies. And then some people that have been found alive. You know, you had the baby girl that was found under the rubble of her family's home in northern Syria that's now in pretty good health. That's good news there. You had a teenage boy that was found on Monday, and you had others, a couple others that were found on Friday. And that's miraculous when you think of how long that this has been. So now it's about food, and it's about nutrition and shelter and supplies and all the things, the humanitarian efforts that are in this crisis situation. And the good news is there was concern about crossings, because there was no way for UN people to be able to get through with some of their shipments, because the convoys that they have had one place to get in and out of. But now there's more areas that are being opened up. Syria is opening up a couple of border crossings, so that's the good news, so that they can get aid to people. You can always email me day or night. Remember, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A salvage of the Chinese spy object shot down earlier this month has recovered big chunks of payload. That's according to a U.S. official who on Monday noted that a crane lifted the equipment from waters off South Carolina. Meanwhile, crews are working to recover debris from the high-altitude object shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Michigan over the weekend. It looks like more tech layoffs are coming. Workday, Microsoft, eBay, and Salesforce have all filed California state paperwork warning of impending job cuts. Google recently laid off 12,000 workers. The devastating earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria have now claimed more than 37,000 lives. The vast majority of those deaths are in Turkey. The death toll is rising as aid from countries like the U.S. arrives. Storm systems could cause problems for millions across the country this week. States including Arizona and Colorado are already dealing with various types of rain today. Julio Flores, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Is in our virtual green room. His book is If Tomorrow Never Comes, What Would You Do With Your Last 24 Hours? Love, love, love the whole idea of this book, the title, all of it. It's things that we talk about on the show all the time. Scott, thanks for hopping on.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
What was the motivation for writing this book?
A lost life, meaning my own. It's one of those things where you discover what your destiny is, and my destiny was to write about destiny and to help people kind of figure out, maybe for the first time in their life, why they're here. We're not on this planet just for the free popcorn. There's something that we're supposed to accomplish. Let's figure it out. And sadly, so many people never, ever do it. And so the premise behind the book is to say, hey, I'm going to come up to you and I'm going to tell you, you only have a limited amount of time left. What are you going to do? Well, the average person says, I'm going to quit this job that I've hated for 20 years. And I'm going to finally do that one thing that I always wanted to do. And I said, you know, you're probably like 99% of the population who do the same thing. But here's my question. If you do it because you only have 24 hours left, why not do it now when you have an undetermined amount of 24 hours? So the motivation was get people to realize, folks, you have a passion that was placed in you at the time of your creation. And there's a reason you have that passion, to be able to walk in your destiny. And too many people miss it. I have the bills to pay, the mortgage, the tuition, this and that, and they get stuck in something that is not what they were meant to be stuck into.
So well said. So tell us more about the book specifically and what you talk about. Give us some of the secrets in it. Not everything, because we want people to get your book, but tell us some about the book.
Well, the secret is to, number one, discover that first and foremost that we are spiritual beings. We happen to inhabit a mortal body, but we're spiritual beings. And until you get in touch with that side, you're going to be spinning your wheels your entire life. And there's so much more to life than what has been portrayed to us since the day that we were born. We've been conditioned to believe this, that, and the other thing, when in actuality, you have a passion inside you because it's what you were designed to do. And so what the book is designed to do is to take you from chapter 1, and if you want to go to chapter 16, go to chapter 16. It gives you something to think about every single day. Now, chapter 2 isn't predicated upon chapter 1, and chapter 3 isn't predicated upon chapter 2 and chapter 1. No, no. Read whatever you want. Let it speak to you. But it's written in a way so it's just more conversational. And you get to feel like, hey, we're having a cup of coffee over the table. What can I answer for you? What are some of the questions that you have about why you're here on this planet in this moment doing what you're doing right now?
So if people answer those questions, you think they'll get closer to their destiny?
Well, you know, the question that I get asked all the time is, have I fulfilled my destiny? And my response is always the same, no. And they look at me shocked. I said, folks, listen, when you have fulfilled that which you were called to do here, you will then take your last breath and go on to your next existence. Okay? Until then, there's still something for you to do. But yes, I mean, every time you achieve a goal, every time you go after a dream, it's getting you one step closer to that thing that you were supposed to do when you were brought here. And so are you going to get there when you're young? Maybe, if you're lucky. But maybe you don't reach that time until you're 65 years old. See, time is an illusion that man created, not what the universe created. So if you believe in the perfection of the universe, the perfection of your design, then you've got to also believe that you will be able to achieve what you were sent here to achieve. Not a moment before, not a moment after. And so, you know, go after what you love. I mean, why are you beating yourself up by doing something that you absolutely hate every day when you have the opportunity to do what you truly love to do?
And do you think part of that is because people get stuck and then other people, it's kind of like that crab theory, other people tell you not to go after the big dream, not to come up with whatever it is that you're throwing out there that they think is impossible, just stay safe and keep plugging along and doing the thing that you don't really like doing because at least you're getting money and you're paying the bills?
Absolutely. If your passion is to be a professional bungee jumper, and you tell your family you want to be a professional bungee jumper, here's the first thing. Oh, you're nuts. You're crazy. You can't make any money at that. Okay. So now you've had your dream squashed by somebody, albeit maybe well-intentioned people, but it's been squashed. So now you bury that dream. And you walk around and you do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing in life, right? And two, three years later, this dream pops up again. And you say it to somebody else, and they give you the same thing. Oh, you can't do that. You can't make any money. It's not. It's stupid. It's stupid. And you squash that dream. Well, that dream's going to continue to come up until you finally do something with it. So you can have all the accoutrements of success. You can have the big house, the fancy car, tons of money. But if you're not doing that one thing that you were born to do, there will be a void in your life. And that void is not going to be filled by need of a bigger house or fancier car or more money. So we get taught as kids, oh, you can't do that. You can't be this. You can't be that, whatever. And we get conditioned to believe that we have to fill the status quo. Well, maybe you don't fit the status quo because maybe your dreams and your aspirations and your desires and your passions are opposite of what somebody else might do. May not be right for them, but it is right for you. Go after it.
I love that. Go after it. And you know what the other question is people are going to say? And by the way, you can get Scott's book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, If Tomorrow Never Comes, What Would You Do With Your Last 24 Hours? What people will come back and say is, well, I don't know. I mean, how do I find that out? I'm confused. I don't know what it is. You know, you hear that a lot. You know, there was a book, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, What Color's Your Parachute? And people went through all these things trying to figure it out. And sometimes people feel pressured that they can't figure out what they're supposed to do. What do you say to that? How do you address that in the book with your questions?
Because people get in their own way. People have been conditioned to believe certain things throughout their life, okay? Can't do this, can't do that, shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. And so if you're conditioned, like just like Pavlov's dog was conditioned to do a certain thing to get a reward. Well, we're conditioned as human beings to do certain things to get a quote-unquote reward. Whether that's right or wrong, it doesn't really matter. The fact remains is that there's something inside you that you know you want to try. And you have to be brave enough to step outside the box of what we've been placed in and say, I am going to try it. Because the bottom line is the minute you start heading toward that direction, then things will change in your life. Because you're no longer cemented in what is expected to be done. You've now broken that mold out so that you can walk free into a specific area. Now, you may be lucky, as I said earlier, you may find out when you're very, very young. But you may be midlife. You may be toward the latter part of your life. It doesn't matter. But you have dreams inside of you for a reason. See, God didn't place dreams inside you just to play with you and say, oh, I'm gonna dabble that carrot in front of your mouth and I'm gonna take it away just so I can laugh at you. That's not how it works. There's dreams and passions inside because it's what you're supposed to be doing. And how much better to be following your passion than to follow what somebody else says that you should be doing with the rest of your life. And that's really what the book says. Folks, go after what's inside you. You cannot fabricate something that's not truth that's in your heart. Your heart cannot lie to you. Now, your mind can. Your mind can tell you why you can't do this and can't do that and why you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. But your heart's incapable of lying. Follow your heart. Your heart is your spirit, is your soul. And that's what's going to tell you the direction that you're supposed to go into.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So do you feel like, and especially I can hear it in your voice and what you've written, do you feel like you're doing that now?
Well, I believe that I am, but I've only just scratched the surface of what I really want to accomplish with this. I mean, let's face it. If you took the total population of the world, how many people do you think are actually doing what they were born to do? I would say, at one point when I first started this journey, I'd say maybe 10%. Then I start looking at it, and I start seeing people's faces, and I start seeing how they operate every day, and that 10% went to 5,
yeah.
And it quickly went to 2, and now it's down to about a half of a percent. Why? Because people have not been exposed to the reality of what life is all about. I mean, they've been exposed to what they believe is reality. But in actuality, what's real is what's inside of you. And until you grasp that significance, until you grasp the significance of your being, of you being here right now, you can't walk in your destiny. You simply can't do it because everything else is fake, phony, and false.
Yeah, I agree. Fake, phony, and false. So you've said it throughout this. What do you hope people walk away with when they read the book?
A new hope. And that may sound corny, but a new hope, an encouragement, a realization that they aren't crazy. You know, a lot of times you'll have these dreams and you'll think, oh, that's just nuts. I really can't do that. But if you really realize that you can and you should be doing that, and you walk away with a, wow, I can achieve what I want to achieve. Now, through the process, your focus may change. Your drive may change. You know, a lot of people, I want to be rich, I want to be rich, I want to be rich, I want to be the top of the corporate ladder, right? Well, you get there and you find out that riches and top of the corporate ladder is still not going to fulfill that void that's in your life because that's not what you were born to do. And so as you discover what it is that you were born to do, and it may take you a while because as you need to learn to crawl before you walk, before you run.
Right.
And so as you start learning where your life is headed, and doors open up, and that knowledge comes to you about, okay, now I see why I went through this when I was 10. Oh, now I see why this happened when I was 30. Oh, now I see why I learned this and learned that. Because now all of a sudden, the pieces of those puzzles are coming together, and now you have a complete picture, the whole panorama of why you were put here in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect place to end this. If tomorrow never comes, what would you do with your last 24 hours, Scott Kaufman? Get that book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
What does it mean? What can you do about it?
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here in America Tonight, I am so thrilled to take you to Australia for a journey with Rainier. He's written something that I think will just pop out at you at various moments in the day, meaning you can pick it up at any point. His poetry is wonderful, and it makes you think, and I think it will make you grow. And it's interesting because the name of the book, we'll call it that, is Growth, Enlightenment of the Soul, Growing Through Life's Experience. So, Rainier, thanks so much for hopping on.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
This isn't your first go around. You've got another one out there. It's Letting Go to a Greater Power. Well, Letting Go to a Greater Power and Trust is one that I love, but your first book is Life, The Journey of the Soul. So tell me about the road to, first of all, dipping your toe in this direction and putting that together.
So initially started writing for my own self-expression as a means to capture my inner thoughts as I experienced significant events in my life. What prompted me was the tragedies through life. I lost my father at a very young age and so forth, so I was forced to grow through adolescence, migrating to Australia as a 13-year-old and grow through those adolescent years without that father figure. And life came with its shares of knocks. And in the younger years, I had to deal with it very externally, being an extroverted sort of person. But then I decided to venture out on a journey around Australia, planned on a couple of years, but it ended up being 10 years on a motorbike, riding with the wind, no sets, schedule or plans. And while I was travelling, I found myself sometimes in very remote areas reflecting within, see what did life mean? What was it sort of, why are these things, why do these events happen in our lives? And then I started writing purely for my own self-expression. Initially, I was very reluctant to expose it, but the handful of people that I shared my work with found it triggered off their own thoughts in their own life events and felt I should be make it more accessible to many. Initially, as I said, I was very reluctant as it exposed the very core of my vulnerabilities. But about 4 years ago, I started to share some of my work on social media. And in July 2, 2021, I released my first book, The Life, The Journey of the Soul. At the start of my publishing journey, I signed up with the publisher, Balboa Press, for two books. The first of which was Life, The Journey of the Soul. And now the second was Growth, Enlightenment of the Soul, which was a progression. The first one took me to a certain point in my life, and then that continued on. And Growth takes me up until very recent past.
And it's interesting. Let me stop you there, because as you say, it takes you up to, you go from life, journey of the soul to now here we are, growth, enlightenment of the soul. I mentioned that one particular entry I loved, letting go to a greater power and trust. But you also have one that's so significant. It's tough in a way when you write. I say it is like children, because you write your thoughts down, and especially when you're doing poetry, when you're telling a story, because it's you. It's in your soul. You're sharing it, as you mentioned, when you dipped in at first for the very first book that you wrote. So it's personal. And I think people can relate to being a parent, or to having a parent, or to being close to someone where you feel like that on either side of it. And you recited this for me off the air, and I think the listeners would love it. You've got a son named Dane, and you have a wonderful entry in the book that we're talking about, A Father's Wish. Will you do that for us?
I would love to, Katie. It'll be my pleasure to recite that piece. And I hope many listeners will be able to relate to this piece. A father's wish. I will fly you high upon my shoulders, reach as far as my heavenly wings can fly, to place you upon the highest mountain that is within my reach. When I am no longer of flesh and blood, imprint your footsteps on a path of your own. From the mountain I place you upon as the foundation, launch your young life to fly as high as you can. Do not strive to be as me. I have run my race with the wolves. Start from where I end. There is no need to retrace my steps. Soar, my son, in the winds of heaven, be now as life. Where I cease to be, find your way through life's maze. Discover paths I never traversed. Your journey is for you to own. Falter not in fear of doubt, for my strength I have instilled within you. When I am no longer of the flesh, I will ever be your guiding light. In times when you falter, you will hear my gentle voice. Feel my hands upon you as I stand you back on solid ground. Know in all your heart, my son, that you will never walk alone.
Wow, so wonderful. When I'm no longer of the flesh, I will be your guiding light. I love that line. And just, I think that gives comfort to people who have just in general lost anyone and feel like they've lost them. And you're already reaching out and saying, hey, I will be there. I'm there. I will be your guiding light.
And the reassurance for me to be able to say that is my own relationship with my father, who passed when I was 12. And to date, I still feel him there when I need him.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So powerful. So when people read this book, when they read these pieces, Growth, Enlightenment of the Soul, Rainier, what do you hope that they take away? What do you hope they walk away with?
My simple expectation is for readers to develop, through reading this work, the inner emotional strength and a strong drive to explore the deeper aspects of the self, their own self, through the experience of their individual lives. Life is a great gift to us, and it shouldn't be wasted. We're here for a purpose, and that simple purpose is for our own inner growth. Through my poetry, I do not narrate a prescribed recipe to deal with life's hurdles. I merely provide a lyrical glimpse of my own thought patterns and lessons learned, which I hope will trigger the reader's own lines of thought when dealing with similar chapters in their own unique lives. It's important to realize that even when two people experience the same events, such as loss of love or a loved one, though the event may be the same, the actual experience can be vastly different for individuals. You've got to realize that we only see life through our own eyes. So how do we know what impact the loss of a loved one will have on the other person? I know what impact it would have on me, but the next person may have a deeper or shallower bond with, say, a parent or a loved one, or may be more emotionally guarded than the next person. How often do we hear, "Oh, that happened to me, I know what you're going through"? Is this really realistic? The entire journey through the fire could be different for each individual, right? And all I hope is for readers to use my journey to empower their own journey.
Wow. And that's what you can hope for, certainly. And again, you can get this on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We're speaking with Rainier, Growth, Enlightenment of the Soul. So you have one and two, and that makes sense, and I understand that. I'm wondering if we'll ever see a third from you.
Interestingly, approximately 12 months ago, the publisher asked me if I would do another book. At the time, I was at crossroads in my life, so we left the conversation to revisit the idea later after the second book was published. I don't write with a plan. Instead, I let the content come from within me through reflection. And interestingly, soon as I held the hard copy of the author review of Growth, Enlightenment, the Soul in my hand, the title of the next book came into my mind, out of the ethers. I've never even thought about this. So I would say it's a safe guess that another will follow this in this series. And most likely, the title will be Love, the Soul Finds Peace.
Well, that's perfect, because you've taken us on a journey, if you think of where, as you know, where you started, what now we talked about, growth, enlightenment of the soul, and then taking us through what I think is the most important thing in our lives, love.
It's the glue that holds us together, right? The universe together, you and me, people, all of us, if we can only surrender to that love, perhaps the world will be a better place.
Ooh, so agree with that. Rainier, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. It's been an honor, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.